President Bush today says he finds the gay marriages performed in San Francisco since last week troubling.
People need to be involved with this decision. Marriage ought to be defined by the people, not by the courts, and watching it carefully.
That's President Bush speaking at the White House today on an issue that looks to play very large in the election that's coming. Despite the president's words, though, San Francisco will continue issuing gay marriage licenses for a while. The city survived, for the moment, court challenges from two groups calling for an immediate halt to the licensing. Deborah Schifrin reports.
The conservative family groups came to court yesterday in two separate hearings. They sought an injunction to stop San Francisco from issuing any more licenses to same-sex couples. In one hearing, San Francisco Superior Court Judge James Warren issued a non-binding cease and desist order to the city, but stopped short of issuing an injunction. Instead, he told both the city and the Alliance Defense Fund, who brought the challenge, to return to court in 6 weeks. Without an injunction, San Francisco can continue to issue marriage licenses, and San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom said he would do just that.
There was nothing particularly compelling that happened today that would make me think that we should back off. In fact, quite the contrary, I now feel more resolved. Am I a pragmatist? You better believe it. So I'm not sitting here breaking open the champagne bottles, but I do recognize that the path we're on is inevitable.
The lead attorney for the Alliance Defense Fund, Robert Tyler, says he didn't see Tuesday's rulings as a defeat.
We are pleased with the decision. The judge would not issue a cease and desist order unless the judge made a determination that the mayor and county clerk are in violation of the law.
After the second case heard yesterday, the spokesman for another group seeking to restrict marriages to heterosexual couples reiterated his criticism of the city's actions. Randy Thomason is the president of the Campaign for California Families.
Is this a club of people who are in power who are saying, we know what the law is, but we're only going to enforce what we like? That's not a democracy. That's not even a republic. That's a dictatorship.
The Campaign for California Families case was delayed until Friday. Both the campaign and the Alliance Defense Fund have already filed appeals. While the court hearings were going on yesterday, officials at City Hall were trying to get as many couples as possible through the long lines to get their marriage licenses. They sacrificed some romance for efficiency by handing out numbers, deli counter style.
281.
One couple, Kelly Pfeiffer and Bev Myers, said they felt a sense of urgency to get married, knowing a court ruling might stop the marriages any minute. They didn't want to miss the experience.
It's just an amazing phenomenon to happen in our lifetimes.
Yeah,
and you know what? If it doesn't fly, we'll be number one on that class action lawsuit because this means something to us.
Since San Francisco started issuing the licenses on Thursday, more than 2,600 couples have been married. For Day to Day, I'm Deborah Schifrin.